Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joins us to preview each Packer game, and we're going to do that again. How about we do that right now? Brian's on the phone. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Glad to be joining you.
It's Eagles week, so the Packers welcome in the Eagles. This is by far the best team that will have come to Lambeau so far this season, with the Bears, Panthers, Vikings, and Jets all being beaten. The Packers putting up at least 30 points in those games. I think in Aaron Rodgers' last 10 home starts, the Packers averaging like 36 points a game. All the signs, everything you see, if you break down the stats and everything, should point to a Packer victory. Is it as easy as it seems, Brian, or not?
It won't be easy by any means. This is an Eagles defense that comes into the game ranked 22nd in the NFL against the pass, so I would expect Aaron Rodgers to still continue his success there. That string that you mentioned, these past 10 home games, and just the games this season, they've averaged 41.5 points per home game at Lambeau Field. So Aaron Rodgers could very well pick apart this Eagles secondary that struggled this year. But the thing is, the Eagles have a very good offense, and that's their strength, and they're going to be able to probably keep pace with the Packers, at least to an extent. So it'll be incumbent on the Packers' defense to make a big stop or two if they're going to come away with a victory.
A lot of people that I've talked to, they're going to give the Eagles credit, but then they're ultimately going to pick the Packers for two reasons. One, the home field advantage, which we'll talk about more in a second, but Mark Sanchez not getting a lot of faith from Packer fans. Is this really a guy that can come in and beat us?
It's interesting. You know, he had such a rough time in New York for so many years there, I suppose with the exception of his rookie year and his second year when he actually played his best and seemed to regress since then, but seems rejuvenated since taking over for Nick Foles in Philadelphia. Maybe it's kind of the offense that they run, and maybe it's head coach Chip Kelly that he really kind of connects with and seems to bring out the best in Mark Sanchez. So it'll be interesting to see what Mark Sanchez we see, the guy who struggled in New York or the guy who seems to fit right in Philadelphia. Regardless, the Packers going to try to make him, force him into some turnovers. The Packers defense has been very good at that this season, so they'd like to see that continue.
For those that haven't seen the Eagles maybe too much this year or last year, they are a quick up-tempo offense. I think they run a play like every 16, 17 seconds. So the Packers defense really needs to be on their game. The big move that the Packers defense made last week was bringing Clay Matthews from an outside linebacker to the inside linebacker position, a position that he may not like, according to his brother. His brother Casey plays for the Eagles, was telling everybody in Philly yesterday, hey, Clay doesn't like this. He's unhappy. What's the truth here?
Yeah, Clay Matthews has met with the media since that time, and he says there's not a whole lot of truth to that. Or, you know, he also admits, like, in a perfect world, he would play linebacker, outside linebacker all the time, but this isn't a perfect world. And you know what? Clay Matthews isn't griping about it. He's doing what's best for the team. And you know what? It's not a full-time switch to inside linebacker regardless, as we saw last week. Yes, he played inside linebacker, but then when it came to third and long and it was time to rush the passer, there he was on the outside where he's, you know, close to the quarterback and using his speed off the edge. So I think as long as kind of they use him in that way, Clay Matthews will be fine with it. And hey, you can't argue with the results of what the Packers did last week on defense with him there.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, the Packers have the Eagles on Sunday. 3:25 the kickoff. It was originally a noon game, but it did get flexed, as they say. So 3:25 the kick. Coverage right here on K107.1, as we've had the Packers for you all season long, will start at 1 o'clock. Again, the game at Lambeau, a lot of you may be headed up there. Is this a game, Brian? I get the sense that if this game was in Philadelphia, we would tend to think that the Packers would lose, but since the home field advantage goes to Green Bay, people think they're going to win. Is it that simple, what people are predicting here?
You know, they say home field advantage is worth 3 points. At least that's how they kind of set betting lines, I think, a lot of times. So I mean, in a game between two good teams, the Packers at 6-3, the Eagles at 7-2, you would assume on a neutral field it would be darn near just a pick 'em game. So, yeah, I really do think the home field advantage makes a difference, and I personally will be going with the Packers. I'm going with the score of 31-28, so a close one, a high-scoring one, but ultimately with the Packers on top.
I'm just curious, what do you think is going to happen in that Detroit-Arizona game out in the desert?
That is a good one. Again, I'll go with the home team, the Cardinals, who have been just so good this season. And, you know, maybe those things will come back to bite the Lions. You know, they've had issues at the kicker position all year. Maybe they'll come down to a missed field goal there.
Brian Caribou, find his work at CheeseheadTV.com. Always a pleasure. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.